Dames en gastvrouwen. Hier dames en gastvrouwen. Praat nog eens. Wie is sannyas life means simply devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no other means. We have got, according to our Varnashram system, Varnashram, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, an ashram, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi. As we are discussing Vishnu Padopasarva, the whole system is how to approach the lotus feet of Vishnu. So this is the last ceremonial performance. Itāna samāsthāya, prātmanishthā, prātmanishthā Vishnu, to keep on faith. This is not a new thing. Tudbatamai, upāsitam, mahadhi. Before us, there were so many exalted acharyas. Rāmānujānta, Madhyācārya, Vishnu-śthāni, Nimmātra. And in our land, Caitanya Mahāprabhu. So, our process is to follow the predecessor Ācārya. Mahājana dīna dhatasya pantha. That is it. So, although you are a young man, there are many difficulties to keep sannyas. But if you keep faith, full faith in Krishna, the maya will not be able to touch it. Devi Jesa Gunavani Mama Maya Durataya. Maya is very strong. But if we Mami Vaya Prabhupada, if we keep ourselves fully surrendered unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, maya will not be able to counteract this process. So you should always keep yourself fixed up in Krishna consciousness. It is not very difficult. Strictly follow the rules and regulations and chant Hare Krishna mantra as many times. For sannyasi, it will increase. Then you will fix that and go on preaching. Preaching is also not very difficult because you haven't got to manufacture anything. Everything is there. And it is Caitanya Mahaprabhu's order. Caitanya Mahaprabhu also took sannyas very early, 24 years old. So he has practically shown by his activities how to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. And he gives orders to everyone. Amar Adnai Guru Haiya Taro Eide. In whichever country you may live, it doesn't matter. Try to deliver them by becoming their guru. The sannyas is supposed to be guru of all other divisions. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha. Sannyas is the top of faith. So, if you become guru, teachers, remembering the order of Uttaritanda Mahaprabhu, then you never fall down. He is very. And how one becomes Guru, that is also very easy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jare Jato Tare Kaho Krishna Bodhi. You haven't got to manufacture anything. Simply, you try to repeat the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna Bodhi. Not only Bhagavad Gita, there are many other instructions, especially Bhagavad Gita. So if you simply carry the message of Bhagavad Gita, then it becomes good. Don't manifest anything, then it is required. Simply stick primary manmana bhava madhavakta madhyajimana napasthu. Because anyone can say it. Krishna says that he always thinks of me. So you can repeat all this. You can say to Anand, my dear sir, please think of Krishna. It doesn't require very much education. Simply, just like a pure, a caring person, that he always thinks of Krishna. One hour. Then you will do. If you follow him strictly, you also think of Krishna yourself. And you teach others. My dear sir, my only request is that you think of Krishna. Nobody will kill you. Everyone will, if he doesn't follow, he will appreciate you. This sannyasis is very nice. They are advising to think of Krishna. Then you become guru. Simple thing. Manvana, bhava-mava. And anyone who thinks of Krishna, gradually he becomes a devotee of Krishna. Manvana, bhava-mava, bhava, madhyadi. You worship me. Here in the temple. And anyone can worship Krishna. And Krishna is satisfied simply with little flower and little water. Patram pushpam phalam tuyam yumi bhaktyatisuchi. It is not expensive. Anyone can bring little flower, little fruit, little tulsi leaf and offer to Krishna. Mananavasuru. If you cannot do anything, simply offer your obeisances. Krishna, I am so poor, I cannot even secure a little fruit, flower and water. That is not possible. Everyone can secure this. Patram pushpam phalam tuyam. And offer to Krishna and offer your obeisances. So you have to teach only these things. When did you get? You do it personally and see. Then you become guru. It doesn't require to learn big grandpa like Vedanta. This is not possible in this Kali Yuga. It's possible you can study Vedanta and others. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us when Prabhupada Saraswati inquired from him, that you are a sannyasi, you are not studying Vedanta and simply chanting Hare Krishna, what kind of sannyasi? This question was put by Prabhupada Saraswati to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, my dear sir, I am great fool. Guru Vare Murkha Dekhi Korino Sasa. My Guru, Swami, a great fool number one. Therefore, he has chastised me. What is that? That you cannot read Vedanta. You chant Hare Krishna. to my Guru Maharaj's order in legend. But by chanting only, I get a special idea like that. So the idea is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not a murkha, fool. He is God Himself. And besides that, even in his lila pastimes as human being, he was a great learned scholar. His name was Nimai Pandit. He was not ordinary. His Pandita, his education, is proved when he explained Atmarama Shloka in 64 ways. Atmarama Sumunaya Nirgantya Avi Rukrame Kurbanti Avaitati Bhakti Istambhuta Gunahi. This one verse he explained in 64 ways. That's he is learning. Not only that, when he was 16 years old only, there was a great Pandit came to Navadvipa. His name was Keshav Pashni. He conquered over all parts of the country, India, because there was no possibility to go outside India. But he defeated him in one blow when he was born. So he was not a fool. That is not a fact. But he represented himself as a fool because we are fools. In this age, we are all fools and dustbins. What we can read Vedanta and understand Vedanta? We have got practical experience how the so-called Vedantists go to foreign countries and misguide them, and they learn how to eat meat and wine. They baptize their Vedanta knowledge. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew it very well. They all did askers. They call them Vedanti and do all nonsense. Don't become false Vedanti. Real Vedanti means Vedanta Sattvayam Ahamayi Mubhidam. If you simply know Krishna and surrender unto Him, then you become a Vedanti. Real Vedanti. Vedanta Sattvayam Ahamayi Mubhidam. So all I see, this kind of deity was entrusted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the Indians. Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Hairaja Janma Sathakari Karo Karo Bhuta. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. That every Indian should learn what is this Krishna consciousness and teach it all over the world. That is his art. But our Indians are not taking care of it. Therefore, it doesn't matter, Indian or European or American, who will carry the honor of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he will benefit and he will be glorified. So, don't be hesitating, because the soul is neither Indian nor American. Aham Brahmasmi. Every one of us, we are part and parcel of Krishna, and our position is Brahma, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. So from that platform, you go on preaching Krishna consciousness by executing the order of teaching the Mahaprabhu, he will be glorified, the country will be glorified, the whole world will be glorified. Thank you very much.